Welcome to the Classic Wrestling Podcast. On this episode, we're going to look at two shows. One from Madison Square Garden on March 17th, 1975, and the other is from the Philadelphia Spectrum from March 25th, 1978. Let's get started. So, match number one from Madison Square Garden from March 17th, 1975 was Paul the Butcher Vachon taking on Chief J. Strongbow. Early on, they did the spot where they would crisscross running the ropes. I'd like to see wrestlers do that in a match these days. That would be pretty funny. They traded some open hand chops early on. Strongbow gave him some strikes in the corner and Vachon returned the favor. Vachon got him in a nerve hold and kept him down for a bit. And then Chief J. Strongbow gave him two big body slams, followed by a chop and a cover for a near fall. Vachon got his foot on the rope, though, to break the pin. Vachon got him in a choke hold, and the referee called for him to break it. He then rammed his head into the turnbuckle. Vachon bit his back and gave him my favorite wrestling move, the big back rake. Strongbow fired back and then Vachon cut him off. Butcher gave him a big boot and went for the pin. He pulled Strongbow up at two. And then J. Strongbow came back and got the pin for the win. It was a decent match between these two, and it was really cool to see Paul the Butcher Vachon. Match number three was Killer Kowalski with the Grand Wizard versus Victor Rivera. At the beginning of the match, Kowalski worked over Rivera's leg. Rivera fought back and gave him an arm drag and grabbed the arm in an arm bar. Rivera put him in a wrist lock for a few moments. Then Kowalski worked over Rivera's stomach with a claw hold. Rivera hit a dropkick, sending Kowalski's head first into the turnbuckle. Rivera put him in a sleeper hold, but Kowalski got to the ropes to break it up. Rivera got him tangled in the ropes and gave him some punches to the gut, and then Rivera got the win, but they didn't say if there was a disqualification. The match just ended, so I guess Kowalski was disqualified. It was a pretty good match, though, between those two. In match number four, it was Ivan Putski taking on the Wolfman. Wolfman was announced from the Canadian Yukon, and being Canadian, I found that really hilarious. Putski looked massive here. Wolfman gave him a couple of kicks to the gut, but Ivan no-sold it. Ivan gave him some clubbing blows to the back. Putski gave him a ton of hammer punches to the back and then tossed him into the ropes, catching him in a bear hug. And then Putski got the submission win with the bear hug. So yeah, the match was okay. So the wrestler of the night for this show was, Bruno Sammartino. His match against Spiro Arrion was really great. And the match of the night was, of course, Bruno Sammartino versus Spiro Arrion. And yeah, I loved that match. It was really good for its time. All right, for the Philadelphia Spectrum show, match number one was Bob Backlund with Arnold Skolin taking on Spiros Arrion. Backlund tried for a handshake at the start of the bout, but Arrion would have none of it. Backlund was put into a waist lock, but was able to get out of it. Backlund put him in a waist lock of his own. Arrion made it to the ropes, and then Backlund carried him back to the center of the ring. Backlund got him in a bridging pin for a near fall. Bob hit another body lock, but Arion made it to the ropes. Backlund got him in a small package for a near fall. Bob worked over his leg. Arion ripped off the turnbuckle pad and smashed Bob's head into the steel. Arion hit a gutbuster after lifting Backlund from the apron into the ring. Arion hit him with a variation of a torture rack, but Backlund managed to escape. Backlund hit an atomic drop, but while he was doing the move, the referee was kicked and knocked out. The referee was taken out on a stretcher as Bob and Arion fought in the ring as wrestlers tried to separate them. The ring announcer said that the match has been ruled a double disqualification. Match number two was Bruno Sammartino versus Ken Patera. Patera hit a big body slam early on. Bruno got him in a half crab and then later let it go. Patera gave him a slam and went for an elbow drop. Bruno moved and gave him an arm drag, and then Patera rolled out of the ring. Coming off the ropes, Patera hit a leapfrog and then a jumping knee to the face that looked cool. Bruno eventually got him in a head vice. Later on in the match, Patera got him in a bear hug, but Bruno didn't submit. They fought some more, and Bruno got him in a bear hug of his own. Outside the ring, Bruno shoved Patera into the steel pole. They fought some more out of the ring, and then the match was ruled a double countout. Match number three was Haystack Cologne taking on Nikolai Volkov. Volkov gave him a bunch of knees to the gut early on. Cologne rammed Volkov's head into the turnbuckle. He then crushed him in the corner with his big belly. The finish saw Volkov going for a jumping knee, but he hit the turnbuckle, and then Cologne squashed him for the pin and win. So, the wrestler of the night is Bob Backlund, and the match of the night was Bob Backlund versus Spiros Arion. So that's it for this episode of the Classic Wrestling Podcast. Tell your friends and subscribe, and I'll be back later with another episode. Peace.